Well, we're back. Now, continuing, in Norman O'Brien's book, Life Against Death, psychoanalysis offers a way out of endless progress. In other words, just continuing to obey the parent and growing in technology. The whole quest had to destroy nationalism because, see, as a nation like America, we're blessed. Do you realize the Protestant Reformation actually produced the modern age? The technology, because you were no longer under a higher authority of man, you did your best to the glory of God. And so this carried out in the workplace. If the boss wasn't allowing you to improve the workplace, you would go home and work in your garage and invent things new. And so this was, in essence, the secular structure of the priesthood of all believers. And of course, the social engineers, they like that fact that Martin Luther was instrumental in isolating man from the group, but they said, no, we have to reattach man to the cosmic group through the flesh. In other words, we got to detach him from God, and in their prosperity, see, they will detach from God, because once you're prosperous, you don't need God, you can do it for yourself. And then, but alienation, aloneness, you know, isolation, man looks for a relationship. And so if you can bring him back into the group, into the dialectical process and the group think, diverse group dialogue and consensus over social issue in a facilitated meeting, the structure of the directorate of the French Revolution, same structure of the Soviet. And this is, you know, whether it's the cabinet in the White House or the departments under the legislators and the subcommittees with your elected officials or the judicial system and their advisors, they all come together and go, how do you feel? What do you think? To come to a consensus. Because, you know, Marx said, in the eyes of the dialectical philosophy, nothing is established for all times, nothing is absolute or sacred, and so that means we can all share our opinion, they're of equal value, and then we'll come up with whatever's best in the experience. See, it's the experience. It's the dialectical process. That's the issue. That is the issue of change. That's the issue of social harmony, of negating restraint and barriers and resistors to change. In historical consciousness, Norman O'Brien writes, if historical consciousness is transformed into psychoanalytical consciousness, the grip of the dead hand of the past, i.e. God, in life, in the present, would be loosened. And man would be ready to live instead of making history, in other words, repeating the past, to enjoy instead of paying back old scores and debts. In other words, there's no longer judgment before man. And then he says, and to enter the state of being, which was the goal of becoming. Now, I've quoted Carl Rogers in his book on Becoming. Becoming is the agenda. God is becoming. We're discovering ourselves. This was Martin Luther King Jr.'s beloved community. What was it? It's becoming. It's not that you'll ever arrive. See, we're going to practice theory. Theory and practice. We're going to practice the theory. We don't know. Even Bloom, who developed his taxonomy for every teacher to be certified, he says, 40 years later, he says in his book, 40 Years Retrospect, he goes, we didn't know at the time whether the theory was workable, and we even today don't know. See, because it's a theory. We just think it's an opinion. And as long as we're practicing the process, that's where life begins. And that's where life ends. And that is where life is. It's this broad dialectical path. Then he says, our repressed desires, why are they repressed? Because God said cannot. Because the parents said cannot. Are the desires we had unrepressed in childhood? See, before the law came, there was no sin. That's what Paul says. And so if we in culture can get rid of the law of God, look at the church today. The little lip service just to say, we covered all bases. But the law is perfect converting the soul. What does the law do? It reveals that we're wicked. Even in our best, you know, that sweet little child out there, they're wicked. You ever seen a child who didn't get his way? Thank God they're weak, because if they're strong, they will get a gun and kill you. They would. Haven't you ever seen that in a child's eye? Have you ever not felt that in yourself as a child? There is the hate, folks, of the unrestrained child, of the homosexual and the pedophile and those who practice bestiality, in other words, the lawless one. They're ruthless. And throughout history, that's always been the case. You know, the boogery of the Muslims. Boy, am I getting in trouble here. But you have to understand how depraved the world is. You know, it's Israel that said of America, you don't know wicked. You don't know evil. And we don't know because we've been siren-songed into complacency in our dopamine. We're like a people on a drug, and we don't see the train coming down the track. We're just sitting in the car singing away, sitting on the tracks. Then he says, our repressed desires, the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, are the desires we had unrepressed in childhood, and they are sexual desires. Now, Eric Fromm didn't like all this sexual talk from Sigmund Freud, but look at our culture today. Everything is about the sensuous. And then Norman Brown says, a pattern of normal adult sexuality is a cultural phenomenon. Man's sexual organization and social organization are interconnected. Wow. So if the husband, see, is to rule and desire of the heart of the wife is to her husband and children are to obey their parents and the Lord, that's a social organization. If there is partnerships, in other words, abomination, that's a social organization. And so now we have a society of change, a heterosexual society, a homosexual society. We literally have laws in place to support the Sodom and Gomorrah. You talk about the hate in Sodom and Gomorrah for Lot, who wouldn't let the men and the boys, that's pedophilia, have pleasure with the two angels. And this is the hate they've got. You know, for the liberals, and some of them say, well, we don't believe in that. Folks, the dialectical process is a homosexual process. You just started down the road. You don't see where it's going to take you. Keep it, the logical outcome, the logical outgrowth of the dialectical process is abomination. It's an abominable system. For Eve to say, nor touch it. Say, I just started down the path. But once she evaluated the tree, and decided that the flesh was good, the lust of the flesh was good, the ought to be is good, where did that lead, folks? See, it just depends upon how depraved you want to be. That's all. But it will be justified. It will not be considered deviant behavior. If you listen to my tapes dealing with Irvin Yalom, in theory and practice and group psychotherapy, in there he talks about the homosexual is not the deviant. The deviant is the believer who refuses to change. It's all been turned around. That's the heart and soul of counseling today. The critical institution in the transition from ape to man is parenthood. See, with the prolonged maintenance of children in a condition of helpless dependence, family organization is the nucleus of all social organization. So the whole focus, folks, for 80 years is on that family. As Adorno said, we must use social, environmental forces. See, the forces of the village to change the parents' behavior towards the child. So the feelings of the child are now the feelings of the federal government. And once those feelings of the child to be free from parental restraint become the heartbeat of even the church, then it's patricide. It is death of the father figure. While adult, Norman Brown writes, sexuality serves the social useful purpose of breeding children, so what God say procreate? Wilhelm Reich said, it's the large family in Germany that created fascism. So you, one of the two criterion in college when they evaluate is your opinion of the women in the workplace versus home and the size of the family. Now, if you believe the woman's place is in the home, desire of her heart is to her husband, and that it's okay to have a large family, then you need counseling. See, then the health tax dollars is going to the health program will be dealing with you. And because God said procreate. Full quiver. Actually, that phrase, full quiver, federal government today is talking about it in a derogative sense. That you use that concept, that word of full quiver, you will have the weight of our government coming down upon you. While adult sexuality serves the social useful purpose of breeding children, it is for the individual in some sense and in itself as a source of pleasure. According to Freud, the highest pleasure. Then he writes, adult sexuality restricted by rules to maintain family and society. And I've shared to Tijanovitz where he says the conscience is developed in the family. And he says that would produce a healthy society. And you would think we would support the family by leaving it alone. Instead, what Warren Bennis understood, that if you even do commercials telling the children and the family how to function, it would destroy the family, because the child then isn't finding the head of the home, the guide in their life, but some social organization out there. And that act alone would circumvent the structure of the home. But he's saying, backing up, adult sexuality restricted by rules to maintain family and society, in other words, husband and wife, is a clear instance of that subordination of the pleasure principle, in other words, the eros, to the reality principle. See, Eve had the pleasure principle in relate with the tree. The reality principle was God said, if you eat of it, you're going to die. In other words, you're going to be judged by me. And he says, this is repression, and therefore leads to neurosis. For Eve to have continued, if she hadn't eaten of that tree, according to Satan, according to social psychology, same structure, she would have been neurotic. Parental care promotes a dependent attitude towards reality, in other words, obeying God, obeying the parent, and inculcates a positive dependence, dependent need to be loved. In other words, the child's desire to love the creation is now substituted with the child's need to be loved by the parent. Subsequent, exploited to extract submission to social authority. In other words, once the child decides that the love of the parent is more important than the love of the village, see, he's no longer free to social harmony. And so therefore, society itself, as he goes out and he becomes the mayor or a legislator or somebody, he then inflicts upon society, socialism, this patriarchal paradigm. Capitulation, which is simply obeying, you know. It's if I work for you, I would hope, you know, we would be able to work out a contract where I would have X number of hours to work and X number of dollars to be paid. But I would capitulate those 8 hours based upon the contract we worked out. That's capitulation. Enforced by parental authority under the threat of loss of parental love can be accomplished only by repression. So when a child, according to psychology, according to social psychology, according to our culture today, according to the health program today, when a child is enforced or he has to cooperate to the parental authority under the threat of loss of parental love, see, God loves you, but he also loves his law. And he will choose his law over you any day of the week. See, Jesus fulfilled the law. He didn't negate it. And the only way you can have the law of God within you is to believe upon Christ. And the Holy Spirit won't break any of the law. And you walk in Christ. And you'll walk in his law. And you'll say, well, I failed today. Well, there's his mercy and his grace. But you didn't negate the law. You didn't negate capitulation. You're not a slave, because a slave can always leave. You're a servant. See, and you're set free. You're not a slave of the flesh. See, if all you have is the law of the flesh, you're a slave of the flesh. And so they're saying capitulation enforced by parental authority, which frees you from your natural carnal behavior because you have to obey a higher authority under the threat of loss of parental love. Oh, we're talking, look at the structure. It's the same thing as God. Can be accomplished only by repression. So God is the greatest repressor. Capitulation constitutes a trauma from which the individual can never recover psychologically. So the moment, you understand the consequence of this stuff? The moment, therefore, a parent forces a child to do that, via if you don't do it, you're going to be punished, there is trauma in that child's life which a child can never recover from. According to Norman O'Brown, the Bible of the 60s. The energy or desire with which the human being pursues pleasure is the pleasurable activity of an organ of the body. And so the body itself is the instrument to be worshipped. Infants are absorbed with their own bodies. They are in love with themselves, Norman O'Brown says. And sure, you watch children, boy, they are totally into themselves. Infants know no God except the pleasure principle. Infants have a richer sexual life than adults. I'm just quoting here from Norman O'Brown, Life Against Death, Bible of the 60s. The discord element of infantile sexuality, which is all body parts, are judged by the standards of normal adult sexuality, perverse erotic activities if they are pursued as substitutes. In other words, if the child follows their natural inclination rather than obeying the standards of normal adult sexuality, see, they would become considered perverse. According to Freud, That's normal. The homosexual behavior is normal. Children are polymorphously perverse. See, this is normal ground by the standards of normal adult sexuality. When the patriarchal father sees the children practicing incest, he says describes them as polymorphously perverse. Not according to Freud, though. They're being normal. Normal adult sexuality, judged by the standards of infantile sexuality, is an unnatural restriction of the erotic potentials of the human body. So, commands of God, which restrain our relationship with the creation that stimulates dopamine in us, in our brains, and then the mind looks into the environment to get more pleasure, because human relationship is pleasure. That's what consensus means with the sensuous. And by the way, you get your legislators into these meetings, and they buy into it, and their future is based upon this process. You can't talk to them. I mean, I've been around them, and they just quiver. You know, they're so uncomfortable. They're cordial. They learn how to, you know, be cordial around you. But boy, they cannot handle it because they know what they're doing is wrong. In man, that's transitional people. Now, the transformational, those who have bought into this process, they don't have a conscience, folks. Now, they might think they have a conscience. They have what's called the superego. In other words, everything is evaluated for social cause, and which comes back to what can I get out of this for me. That's why they love the perks. In man, Norman Brown says, infantile sexuality is repressed and never outgrown. Repression and consequently neurosis distinguishes man from other animals. And therefore, see, we oppress one another because we listen to God's paradigm, patriarchal paradigm. Freud sees conflict in the genital act itself. Orgasm is purely genital and post-puberty. And he's not interested in procreation. You know, that might be a benefit, but it's not the agenda. I want to skip through some of this because already that's, the way they're going. Where they're going with this is perverse. The immortal child in us is frustrated. Oh, Paul talks about the lust of the flesh. God calls us children till the day we die. Paul says, who can deliver me from this body of death? I mean, here it is. They're describing it as good. God says it's evil. But they're saying, oh, the immortal child in us is frustrated, even in the sexual act, by the tyranny of satisfaction, sexual satisfaction. I won't repeat the words he's using there. You can get the book. It's on page 30, I believe, or 29. Infantile sexuality is a pursuit of pleasure obtained through the activity of any and all organs of the human body. And he talks about behavior that is perverse. Can't even cover it. And yet, you when you get into the psychology, what happened in the colleges, well, they would get two young people together and have them work on a project with a bed in a room, and they'd set up cameras. These are perverts. And they would just see how these kids would get along. You know, I know of a major Christian university, the head of the psychology department was demon-possessed. I know a minister who literally spent a whole afternoon casting out demons of the head of a psychology department at a Christian university. Why? Because her response was, we don't treat these things as anything but to, you know, it's natural inquiry. We're just going into nature. That's all they see it. It's just nature. That's all Eve was looking at, was nature. Bloom's taxonomy follows Genesis 3, 1 through 6. That's why I call them secularized Satanism. Intellectualized witchcraft. It's the same structure. I have people who come to meetings and they're into deliverance ministry and they come up and say, you just described what we're dealing with. Well, sure, Genesis 3, 1 through 6. It's spiritual. We fight not flesh and blood. You're not fighting the leaders of this nation and the leaders of the world. You're fighting a spiritual battle. That's why I'm so concerned about so many quote-unquote patriarchal people who are trying to solve this politically. See, God is not hung up on this nation. Do you realize for the Antichrist to rule, the nations all must give up? Israel's the only one who can't. And I don't offend a lot of people. But see, God put a cannot, must not, thou shalt not in Abraham. See, when Abraham marked territory, this is my land and not your land. That's why every nation on the face of the earth is going to go to Israel. Does Israel recognize Jesus? No, but let me tell you something. After every time they were judged, they came back to recognize God. They have not yet recognized Jesus, but this time they will recognize Jesus. And God will work that out. Now, will it be a whole nation? No. It will be those who recognize Jesus as their Messiah, and that's the true Israel, and they will be Jews. Sorry if I offend you, but that's what God said, and you can twist and rearrange it all you want. And I get people in my face saying, well, no, it's the Hebrews and the Jews and all this. And they're so anti-Semitic in the name of Jesus. They get upset. Fine. You know, go deceive yourself. It's just sad that other people listen to you. You got to look at the Word of God. And God is going to judge nations through Israel. He's going to judge you individually through Christ. See, alone. See, you personally are going to be held accountable before God for everything you've said, everything you've thought, whether you've done it in secret or in public. It's going to be exposed if it's not covered by the blood of the Lamb. But God is going to judge the nations of the face of this earth because they have rejected the patriarchal paradigm which comes from Him. And so they've all gone heresiarchical. That's the king's conspiring, you know, coming to a consensus. And let's go on. Parental discipline, religious denunciation, and bodily pleasure have left all men outwardly docile, but secretly in their conscience, unconvinced, and therefore neurotic. Again, there's just simply the law of the flesh. Children, I'm repeating myself here on some of the stuff I've covered in prior programs. Childhood remains man's instructable goal. Freud takes with absolute seriousness the proposition of Jesus. Now, this is a misquote of Scripture, folks, but this is typical for the liberals. Remember, Jesus took a child and set the child before him and says, unless you're converted and humble yourself first and then are converted as this child, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Well, Freud considered children all sexually active. So when Freud quotes Scripture, and here's how he puts it, and this is a quote from Sigmund Freud, except you become as little children, you cannot in no wise enter the kingdom of heaven. And this is perverse. And until you let the child within become your life, in other words, you're sexually active again and practicing incest, you can't enter the kingdom of heaven. You can't go back to the garden in Eden, what Adam and Eve doing. If you look at the dialectical pattern, the system, that was incest. They were simply finding that which was common in everything in the environment. No restraint. You got to get rid of the father. You know, when the cat's away, the mice will play. According to Freud, the ultimate essence of our being is erotic and demands activity according to the pleasure prism. These are guys who are expert in Sigmund Freud. You're not going to get this in Psych 101. No, you're going to just share your oughta, shoulda, mighta, coulda, and you're going to love the class and you're going to major in it. Because you're going to major in the very same process that Satan got Eve and Adam to major in. Our fallen human nature. Vain philosophy. The foolishness, professing to be wise, men have become fools. And then he continues, the foundation on which the man of the future will be built is already here. What is that? What is that that we can all build on? The child within. He says, in the repressed unconscious. In other words, when Adam and Eve were repressed because they were brought back to obeying God, and did they? Well, listen, God corrected them, and did they say, well, God, we repent? No, Adam went, well, it's not my fault, it's this woman's fault, and Eve goes, well, it's not my fault, that smiling lizard down there, and they were justifying, that's typical liberal dialectical process. Well, it's not my fault, it was the environment I was raised in. And so they're saying the foundation, see, of the New World Order in which the man of the future will be built is already here. In the repressed unconscious, the foundation, which is the flesh, which is Eros, has to be recovered. Well, I hope you're getting an understanding of this. This is what has led us to where we are today. This is the liberal professor in our universities. And, you know, the thing is, the conservative professors, and I took a lot of college classes in my later 30s, and they would look at these liberals and they say, well, they're sort of strange down there. And they would not prepare the class for what was happening in another class. See, I had some really good professors, but none of them understood the process. They were teaching facts, and they were teaching truth, and they were teaching history, because my focus was European history. But they were not preparing the class on how to deal with the process. A lot of ministries out there that call themselves conservative, and some of them very Bible-based, and, you know, teaching, understanding the times, they do not, even though they write about it in their book, you know, I have had, when I taught in the university, I had kids coming in from a major ministry out of Colorado Springs, and they said, oh, we understand all this, and I could cook them, because they didn't understand it. They didn't understand the process, because the leader of that ministry refused to understand the process. He was just an intellectual assent. And until you read Human Relations in Curriculum Change, a cookbook on humans, and understand how the process is done, because people say, well, who's doing it? It's not a matter of who's doing it, it's how it's done. Once you understand how it's done, then you understand who's doing it. Once you understand how it's done, which is Genesis 3, 1 through 6, it's very clear to understand who's doing it. Now everybody's chasing some organization or, you know, the UN or all these, and I'm not saying they're good, they're evil. They do the process. But I explain the process. If you understand the process, it doesn't matter if you walk into the church that says, we're holy, 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 holy before the Lord Jesus Christ, and they're doing the process, you know they're liars. They're deceivers. Because God won't do this process. God is not a manipulator. He's a persuader. He tells you the truth. Now you know. And the comprehension is, if you don't listen, you're dead. See, you better listen to what God says. And if you refuse to hear what he says, eventually you won't be able to hear. Then Norma Brown says, death is a reality in which human beings cannot come to terms. Wow. Folks, don't die in this process. This is death. See, there's a way that seemeth to be right unto man. That's psychology. That's sociology. That's philosophy. But the end thereof is death. This is why I don't know how much more to go on with Norman O'Brown. I may do one more setting. But I just encourage you to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Give your heart, give your life, give your soul, give everything you have to him. Ask him. Be anxious for nothing. If there's anxiety in your life, you're holding on things in this life. Trust in him with all your heart. Quit leaning to your own understanding. Quit trying to evaluate the world through your eyes and human ears, which as Mark said, we must have eyes that are human eyes and ears that are human ears. All Satan did was give Adam and Eve human eyes and human ears. And they no longer could see spiritually. God said, having eyes they cannot see and ears they cannot hear. Quit leaning to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Praise him for who he is. Glorify his name, for God is good and God is great. And let him be the one. So you see, if you do that, he's the one who directs your paths. And so you daily ask him, Lord, what do you want me to do here? What do you want me to do there? And for that to come through in your life, you must daily humble yourself before him, because you are not sufficient in yourself to fulfill God's will. It is he who will receive the glory when you follow his leading and his direction and his commands.